Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Wally Box here. I know. I'm excited, too. Wally's a longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the two 1997 models left in our ranks. He and Karen Kerrigan. Wally joined me in December of 1997 for the first time in since he doesn't have a life, he keeps coming back. Wally's the author of a bunch of books, and including Net Income. I think that was one of the first ones. And he is one of our smart guys in the Brain Trust, and he helps people get the books out of them and get them published. He's our good friend. Wally, welcome back.
Thank you. You make me sound like I have tail fins, for God's sake.
Hey, Wally, it's good to have you back. You know, I've got a book or two in my pocket here, and over the years, and I've learned a lot about writing a book. A lot of it, some of it from you. I told the audience I didn't pay you for it. I extorted it out of you since I know so much on you. but I have helped other people the way you've helped me and the way other people. I've got a number of people who helped me along the way, and I've been trying to give it back, and I answer their questions up. I answer about like three or four of their level of questions, and then I say, okay, fine, you got to call Wally. After this, I got nothing for you. You got to call Wally and get him to help you. But writing a book, as one of your pupils has figured out, writing a book is hard, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And like this particular guy says, everything you've ever done that's worthwhile is hard.
That's right.
So it's, you know, what you're not going to do, unless you want to write a crappy book, what you're not going to do is sit down and just crank it out.
The last thing you want to do, folks, is produce a book and not be proud of it. And what in your life are you proud of that you didn't work hard for?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And that's what Terry Moore says all the time.
Well, that's right. And so the one thing, though, that I tell people whenever I talk to other people who are writing books or they want to write a book and they're stuck or they can't get it out of the ground or whatever stage they're at, I tell them this I hope it takes some pressure off of them. It doesn't help with getting it done necessarily, but it should take the pressure off. And I tell them, a book comes out of you when it's ready. Now, that's been my experience, Wally, my third book, I was angry at myself because I didn't publish it in 2012. I was so disappointed in myself because I didn't push through and make that happen because I set a goal for myself in 2012 to make it happen, and I didn't do it. I published it in 2014, but the truth is, the things I learned in those 2 years, the book, it wouldn't have been the book. I learned things that coalesced, everything in the book coalesced off of literally things I didn't know in 2012. And after that, that's when I said, Wally, they come out of you when they're supposed to, when they're ready.
I think that's true. One of the things that I ask clients to do is write a zero draft, which is something I learned from Peter Drucker, which is you just sit down and you write the book, and you don't worry about what you don't have and what you missed. You put little notes in there to help you later.
Right.
But what that does is when you're done with it, you know what you need to do for the book. Now, it may take you a couple of years. I mean, it may take you a couple of weeks, too, but normally it takes a while to go back and figure stuff out. The other thing is that writing a book, even if it's hard, should be a great learning experience. You discover things about your stuff and what you want to say and how it comes together and what order it ought to
You'll remember end. Things you didn't know you were going to remember.
No, the stuff just comes, as you say, it pops out of you and there it is. And you didn't know you were going to to say that.
Right. And you also have to, and I do this in my when I writing my column, and I know you do this yourself. When something when I start to write something, I don't want I don't care about where it's going to wind up, or even if it winds up in the finished product. I just let it. I just make it come out. I just let it go. I just put it on the screen, right? Put it on paper, so to speak. And I sort it out later. You know, this is coming out of me. I'm gonna let it go, and we'll find out if it's any good later on. You know what I mean? You don't edit it. Don't go back and cluck over the words. Just let it come out. What do you think?
That's I like that for the first way out. Anyway, I mean, I look at, if I look at my blog posts, the most successful ones have been the ones that I started out going in direction A, mm-hmm. and in the middle, I kind of the post made a turn. But
how many times has the first paragraph become the last one, and the last paragraph became the first one?
More often for me, the first paragraph disappears entirely. I tend to take too much time to start to be here to begin to get ready to do my post. when I go back to it, I find if I take that off, the post is starting in the right place.
Well, yeah, and the best things you write, whatever it is, an article or a book, are distillations, right? They're, you boil it down. Who was it, Franklin? Was it Franklin or Churchill who said, "I'm sorry, but I didn't have time to write you a shorter letter"?
That was Lincoln.
Was it Lincoln? I couldn't remember who said that. But yeah, it's true, isn't
it? It's worth remembering no matter how you remember.
Yeah. Because the best writing has been edited, has been boiled down to the good stuff. That takes time.
Well, and one of my things with clients is you need to get stuff out so that we know what we've got. Mm-hmm. Because your first draft is going to be awful. That's what first drafts are. And all first drafts are that way. Yours, mine, Ernest Hemingway's, everybody. So once you get it out, then you can start the real writing process, mm-hmm. which is revising it and editing it and changing it the way it needs to be changed. But you can't do it till it's out in front of you.
Do you agree that if it's not something that you're motivated to do, that you won't wind up with a product you're proud of? I mean, you've got to really be passionate. I mean, I don't use that word a lot on the show. I think it's used often, too often. But you really do have to be in love with this idea of getting it out of you. Don't you think so?
Well, I think it's too hard not to.
Yeah.
I think if you're not excited or passionate about what you want to say, you're not going to do the work to make it good.
Yeah.
And
Writing a Book with Wally.
I hear music.
.com. Writing a Book with Wally, ladies and gentlemen. That's how you find him. Call me and ask me 3 questions, and then I'll say, call Wally. 20 after. We'll be right back. Stay with us. But no one
can tell. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.